The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tzadik Hei, and we are at the fourth wide line of daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, the second daf of another classic perek in Masechtas Bava Metzia, perek Hashoil. So the Mishnah on daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph began a discussion that's going to take us through next week, and that is the halachos of the Dalet Shoyim. The Mishnah mentioned, Arba Shoimrim Heim, Shoimrim Chinam, V'Hashoyol, Noises Sachar, V'Hasoichim. And then the Mishnah went on to enumerate the different halachas and different responsibilities that each one of these Shoimrim have. As we saw at the end of the last daf, the Makar to the four Shoimrim are really three Parshias in Parshas Mishpatim. And if you take a look at the three Parshias, it's very unclear exactly what's unique about each one of those parashiyas. The only thing clear is the third parasha, which begins with the pasuk v'chiyishal ish me'im re'eyu, clearly talking about someone that was yishal, talking about a shoyl. The first and the second parashiyas are not so clear. The Gemara brought a brisa earlier on the Amid that Chazal had a mesoira, that the first parasha is talking about a shoyl mechinam, the second parasha is talking about a shoyl mesachar, the third parasha is talking about a shoyl, and then there are a few words at the end of the third parasha which reference the soicher. And as is clear in the parasha, each one of these shoimrim have different responsibilities of shmira. The first parasha discusses a shoimer who will only be chayef apshia. The second parasha discusses a shoimer who will be chayef even for gneva v'aveda. The third parasha discusses a shoimer, he's the shoyl, that's chayef even for insim, and it's from that reason that we know that a shoyl mechinam's chayef for Pshia, a Shoyl Mesachar is Chayev even for Gneva Vaveda, and a Shoyl who Kol HaNashaloi or perhaps Rav HaNashaloi is going to be Chayev for Oinsen. Either way, we have a plot Gemara that's going to go through different halachas that are Negev Shoimrim. Some of them are well-known halachas, other perhaps not as well-known, but either way, this is a very important plot Gemara in Shas as it relates to the source to a lot of halachos negeya the dalet shayim. So we pick up on the fourth wide line on daf tzadik dalet amud beis. Zok the gemara noisa sachar v'hasoicher a shomer sachar and a soicher mishboin al hashvura v'al hashvuya v'al hamesa. They swear if they taina oynis a shomer sachar and a soicher are both potter b'oynis. However, they need to substantiate their claim. Shvua, umshalman esu aveda v'sagneva. However, they're chayi b'gneva v'aveda. Says the Gemara, bishloim b'gneva, bishloim a shoy mesachar is chayi for gneva d'chziv. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'im ganoiv yiganoiv me'imoy yishalim lebolav. Elo aveda b'nolan hadi. You know that a shoy mesachar is chayi for aveda. So we know it's axiomatic, universally accepted, that a shoy mesachar is chayi b'gneva v'aveda. And the Gemara says that if you look in the Torah, it doesn't say anything about aveda. What the Torah says is Geneva. How do you know Aveda? The Tanya says the Gemara. It's not the following brisa. Im ganev yiganev. The Torah said that a shoyl mesachar is chayav b'gneva, but it said a double lashon. Ganev yiganev. In li'el gneva. Aveda b'nayin tam. Alomim ganev yiganev mikam akoyim. The yitor halashon ganev yiganev teaches me that not only is a shoyl mesachar chayav for gneva, he's chayav for Aveda as well. But the Gemara says, honey, chel mandam alay mrina dibertayik lashon the other. This drasha makes sense according to the mandamer that holds that the Torah never speaks kilashon b'nei adam. The Torah doesn't use poetic license. So although sometimes you'll hear a public speaker who will repeat himself, he'll speak in a very flowery, dramatic way for poetic license, the Torah doesn't do that. Every word, every syllable in the Torah has a pshat. So according to that manda amar, the only way to make sense of ganev yiganev is if yiganev is coming to be marba something. So the argument is it's going to be marba aveda. According to mandama that says that the Torah sometimes speaks kolashim neyadam, the Torah will use poetic license. My ikalu meimar. So maybe the Torah just said ganev yiganev because that's lashim neyadam. It's a dramatic way of talking. But who said that it's coming to teach me a halacha? So then how do I know that Hashem is chayev even for aveda? Said the Gemara Amri the Marava in Eretz Yisrael. They gave the following answer to this question. Kal v'chaymer. Now we know Hashem is chayev aveda. It's not learned out from the extra word yiganev. Yiganev maybe doesn't teach me anything because dibra Torah, kalasha b'nei adam, it could be that's just a figure of speech. How then do we know that the Shem Esach is chayev b'aveda? It's learned out from a kal v'chaymer. Uma gineva shekroiv la'oynes mishalim madach gineva, which is koroiv la'oynes Because although the Shem HaSachar probably should have been more careful to make sure that the object was a stolen, but to a certain degree, my havale the mebad, and still we see that the Shem HaSachar pays aveda shekrev lepshia. When something is lost, where there's less an element of my havale the mebad. To the contrary, you should have been more careful. You shouldn't have allowed it to get lost. Like kolshkein, certainly you should be chayev. So says the Gemara, it could be, I know Hashem HaSachar is chayev ba'aveda, kal v'chomer from Geneva. Madach Geneva, certainly aveda. Why is it a kal v'chomer? Geneva is krev l'oynes, aveda is krev l'pshia. V'idach, the man da Omar that said that the Torah wrote gonev, ye gonev, to tell me, aveda, why do I need Yigonev? Why couldn't I just learn it out from kal v'chomer? Says the Gemara, he really agrees that there is a kal v'chomer. If I know Shem HaSachar is chayev b'avedim kal v'chomer, why the Torah write Yigonev? Milsa da'asi b'kal v'chomer, Torah for kasov l'kor. Because you find that the Torah does that sometimes. Even something that could be learned out from a kal v'chomer, the Torah will sometimes write. Either way, two possible mekoris for how I know that a Shem HaSachar is not only chayev v'gneva, but he's chayev for avedim as well. Either it's learned out from the extra word, gonev yigonev, or it's learned out mikal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma gneva shekreva l'oynes mishalim, aveda shekreva l'pshia lo kolshkein. But just one important point to bring out, and this is sort of the spirit of what differentiates the Shem Mechinim and the Shem Mesachar, and that is that when you think of negligence, there's a spectrum. Pshia is to the far right extreme of the spectrum. Oynes is to the far left extreme of the spectrum. And gneva v'aveda is somewhere in between. If someone is Pesheya, a Shomer, even the Shomer Chinam, who has the least responsibilities, he's going to be Chayev. If an Oynes happens, even only the Shoyel, that's Kol HaNoah Shaloi, is going to be responsible. Anyone beneath the Shoyel, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Seicher, is going to be Potter. The question is, what about everything in between? What if it was stolen? If something is stolen, there's an element of negligence, but it's not Pshia. It's also not Oynes. Or, if something was lost, there's an element of negligence, but again, it's not pshia, it's also not oynes. Gneva va'aveda have in common, hatsad hashava shebahen, that it's somewhere between pshia and oynes. It's on the spectrum, but it's not to the far right, it's not to the far left. The halach is that Hashem Mechinam swears and he's potter, Hashem Mesachar is going to be fine, is going to be chayt. However, you see from the Gemara that even though gneva va'aveda have in common that they're on the spectrum between pshia and oynes, but loy roi zekaroi zed, they're not the same. Because Gnev is krevel oynes, and aveda is krevel pshia. And where it plays itself out in Afgamino is a ktsois in Simon Shin Gimel that we spoke out twice, not pretty recently, and that is based on a tesis in Perak HaKoynes, but tesis was mechadish, that from the fact that we find that Hashem is Sachar, who's potter from oynes, is chayiv b'gneva, despite the fact that Gneva is krevel oynes, like the Gemara just said, says tesis a chidish, it could be even if the Gneva happened, but Oynes Gomer, still the Shem HaSachar is going to be Potter. Because every Gnev is Krevel Oynes, and a Shem HaSachar is Chayev. So even if it happened, but Oynes Gomer, he's going to be Chayev. So when we say that a Shem HaSachar is Potter, but Oynesen, only a child is Chayev and Oynesen. A Shem HaSachar is Potter, that's an ordinary Oynes. But there's one exception to the rule, and that is Gneva. Gneva, but Oynes, a Shem HaSachar will be Chayev. Because every Gnev is Krevel Oynes, and a Shem HaSachar is Chayev. So he'll be Chayev even when it's an Oynes Gomer. It's not just Krevel Oynes. The Ktzai says that's only true for Gneva. But Aveda, the Gemara says, is not Krevel Oynes. It's Krevel Pshia. And being that it's Krevel Pshia, as it relates to Aveda, if it happens by Oynes Gomer, you don't have Tais Sfarim. So naturally, Aveda, that's Oynes Gomer, the Shem HaSachar will be Potter. The other thing worth mentioning is that there are other things, other types of michshalim that fall on the spectrum, but are neither pshia or oynes, such as niskal. That would be a good example. The Gemara in the end of Perek Asoichres Ha'umnin, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discussed niskal, if somebody is watching something, and then he trips, he falls, and the thing breaks. So a mayor holds niskal as a pesheh, but the Chachamim argue, Chachamim say in Perek HaMiniach, if somebody damages something by falling, he's potter medine yadam v'chayim medine shemayim, because niskal's not a pesheya. He's also not an oynes. What is he? He's like gneva v'aveda. He falls on that spectrum. The Shem Mechinam would be potter, albeit b'shvua. The Shem Mesachar would be chayiv. Says the Gemara, another halacha. V'ashoyol mishalem mesakoyol. So the Shem Mesachar is chayiv gneva v'aveda. He's chayiv gneda. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'goniv yigoniv. He's chayiv v'aveda, either from the extra word yigoniv or kal v'chayim. Hashoyel, he pays for everything. Even oynes, says the Gemara. Bishlam ishvura mesa. Bishlam, if the type of oynes that happened was either the object broke or mesa, the animal died. That's a pasuk in the Torah. V'chiyish alish me'imre'eu v'nishbar oymes. So the Torah lists two examples of oynes that the shoyel's chayev for. So that's not negotiable. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Ela shvuya b'shoyel minalon. How do you know that a shoyel is chayev even if the oynes that happened was shvuya? He was watching an animal, and the animal was captured. And the Gemara says, how do you know the shoyel is going to be chayev? Fake the Gemara. Why not? The chitem and nelef mishvura mesa. Why not learn it from shvura mesa? Shvura mesa is an oynes, and the shoyel is chayev. So shvura is an oynes. Let the shoyel be chayev for that as well. But the Gemara says, I can argue malish shvura mesa shekin unta the salak adaito. It could be shvura mesa, although it's an oynes, but it's an oynes that is somewhat shriach. It's something that the shoyel probably realized when he became a shoyel could happen. He accepted the chiyuvei shmira. He was mishabed himself that if something happens to it, he will be responsible. But toima b'shvuya, but shvuya being captured is unsur the loisalakadait. It's something that people usually don't think about. So maybe the shoyel was never makabel chiyuvei shmira for that type of oinus. So maybe the shoyel should be potter. So just because we know that a shoyel is chayev for shvuru mesa, there's a lumdus here to say that maybe that's only shvuru mesa, which was salakadaite. But shvuya, which was not, perhaps, the shoyel would be potter, says the Gemara. What's the makar? Ela nemer shvuru mesa b'shoyel, nemer shvuru mesa b'shoyel esachar. The Torah mentions shvuru mesa by a shoyel, saying that a shoyel is chayev for shvuru mesa. The Torah also mentions shvuru mesa by a shoyel esachar to say that the shoyel esachar is potter b'shvuru mesa. Ma'la halon shvuya imoy. Just like by shoyel esachar, not only is he potter from shvuru mesa, he's potter from Shvuya as well. And how do we know that? Because it's mefurish in the Torah. The Torah says clearly that even if it was nishba, the shoyel esachar is going to be potter. Afkan, so too. When we have shvura umesa by the shoyel, shvuya ima, even though it doesn't say shvuya, but shvuya should be included. So by shoyel esachar it says shvura mesa and shvuya. By shoyel it says just shvura umesa. So we make a hekesh. Just like by the shoyel esachar it's shvura mesa and shvuya. So to buy shoyel, it's going to be shvuru mesa and shvuya. But the Gemara says, "Akel mifrach." Is a very obvious question. Malo shoyel mesachar shekein leftor. Taimi b'shoyel shekein lechiyev. We just said that in svara, it makes sense that even if your chayev is shvuru mesa, could be you're going to be potter by shvuya. So shoyel mesachar, who's potter by einsin. So if he's potter by shvuru mesa, kal v'chaymer is potter from shvuya. There's more a svara to be potter by shvuya. So he's potter shvuru mesa. He's also potter by shvuya. But toima b'shoyel shekein l'chiyev. But a shoyel is chayev in shvuru mesa. So you want to tell me that he should also be chayev in shvuya? Maybe the opposite. The whole svara is that it could be you're only chayev for shvuru mesa. You're not chayev for shvuya. And by the way, the diuk in the psukim is very obvious. By shoyel esachar, it mentions that he's potter by shvuya. By shoyel, it doesn't mention that he's chayev for shvuya. So zilbasa svara. Maybe it's because shvuya there's more of a svara to be potter that even the shoyel is going to be potter. So how do I know that a shoyel is in fact chayev b'shvuya? So the Gemara says, "Alek Rav Nosson, Tanya Rav Nosson, Oimer Oy the Rabbi Shvuya." It says v'nishbar oy meis. Why did it have to say v'nishbar oy meis? Why couldn't it just say v'nishbar umeis? So the word oy is coming to tell me even shvuya. So v'nishbar is shvura. Oy is l'rabbi says ashvuya. Meis is misa. But he says, hi, oy mi boy l'chalik. I need oy. Oy is telling me, pashup shan in the pasuk, that it's not v'nishbar umeis. Both don't have to happen. It's enough that one happens. The sol kutay t'chemina adamit for umeis oly mechaya. Kamash balon. Isn't it obvious that had the Torah not said the word oy, I would have thought v'nishbar u meis, that the only time the shoyel is chayev, if it was shvura u meisa, thus I need oy to tell me that it's shvura oy meisa. How could the word oy teach me something? It could only teach me something if it's an extra word. It's not an extra word. It's part of the narrative. But the Gemara says, not so fast. This kasha, and essentially, this pshat should really be telling machlokes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yoshiya. What's this machlokes? Mi merchak tovi lachma. Totally unrelated. So Tanya went to the Braisa. Ishashi kalas of Vesim. The Torah said, if someone's mekalas his father and his mother, he's chayiv skila. Maka of imay moisuma stam misa schenek. Mekal of imay, he's chayiv skila. Now, if the pasuk says ishashi kalas aviv ve'es imay, it sounds like it could be he's only chayiv if he is mekal both his father and his mother. Says the Braisa, in the yellow of v'imoy. I would know from the simple reading of the pasuk that you're only chayiv if you're mekal of v'imoy, of v'loy imoy, imoy v'loy of v'minayin. How do you know you're chayiv if you're mekal one of your parents? Talmud Loimar of v'imoy. Kilel. It says Aviv Imay Kilel, and from there we learn Aviv Kilel Imay Kilel. Divrei Rabbi Yoshe. Rabbi Yoshe says that if you look in the pasuk, it mentions twice Aviv Imay Kilel. He ish asher yekalel es Aviv ve'es Imay. Mois Yumas Aviv Imay Kilel. Very wordy. Says Rabbi Yoshe, you know what the beer is? The Torah wanted to write the word Klala next to Aviv and the word Klala next to Imay. Ki ish ish asher yekalel es Aviv. Yekalel es Aviv, you have the word Klala next to Aviv. And then the Torah, the end chazer is Aviv the Imay Kilel. Imay Kilel. You have the word Klala next to Imay. So you have Klala next to Aviv, Klala next to Imay. Why? To tell me that Yechayev, even if you're only Mekalel es Aviv, it's only Yekalel es Aviv. And you're chayiv if you're only mekalel es imay. It's the imay kilel. Azay held Rabbi Yoshia. But without that, Rabbi Yoshia said, I would have thought you're only chayiv if you're mekalel of the imay. Rabbi Yoinus and Naim, Rabbi Yoinus and Argus. Rabbi Yoinus says, I don't need drushes to tell me that you're chayiv if being mekalel only your father or only your mother. Because mashma shneim ke'echad, umashma echad b'fnei yatzmoy, the simple reading can really go both ways. And you know how you read the pasuk? Achi yiflecha kosev yachdav. Rabbi Yonasan knows that the only time you ever have a right to darsh, read a pasuk, that it means both, is if it says the word yachdav. But if it doesn't say the word yachdav, then I assume that it always means one or the other. In other words, when the Torah said, Ish ashe yekal es aviv es imay, is the simple reading of the pasuk, oy aviv oy imay, or is the simple reading of the pasuk, aviv v'imay? Rabbi Yonason said, the simple reading of the pasuk is, oy aviv oy imay. I don't need a drasha to tell me that you're chayev for oy aviv oy imay. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua argued. Rabbi Yeshua said the simple reading of the pasuk is aviv v'imay. Thus, I need a drasha, aviv kilel, imay kilel, to tell me that you're chayev for either aviv or for imay. So bringing it back to our sugyo, it's Torah. The Gebraisa said that when it says v'nishbar oymeis, the word oy is extra, perhaps to teach me that a shayel is chayev even for the oymeis of shvoy, even though it was loisalik adayte, so it's going to be chayev. The question is the word oy extra? So the Gemara says bishloima, according to Rabbi Yonason, the word oy is extra. Because had it said v'nishbar umeis, I would have thought oy nishbar oymeis. Just like when it says ish asher yekalel es aviv es imay, it means oy aviv oy imay. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, that ish asher yekalel es aviv es imay means both, and I need a drasha to know one or the other. So v'nishbar oy umes would also mean both. Thus, I need oy lechalek. So I need oy lechalek. How could I use oy? The rabbi says hashfuya, says the Gemara. Filo tem Rabbi Yoshia lechalek. It could be even Rabbi Yoshia would agree that the word oy is extra. How is it extra? Don't I need a lechalik? No. Lechalik over here, I don't need a pasuk for. My time is faru. It's true, Rabbi Yoshia holds that sometimes the way you read the pasuk is not oy. And thus, I need the word oy to teach me oy. But you always have to look at the context. You have to know what the svar is. There's no svar in the world to think that a shoyl would only be chayef if it was shvura u'mesa. What would be the svar? That maybe he's only chayef a mesa. Maybe he's not chayef a shvura. But shvura is really a miktsas misa. Because malikot lakula, malikot lapalga, like the Gemara often says. Thus, over here, even Rabbi Yoshe would agree that the word ay is extra. Bottom line, the question was, we know that a shoyl is chayef benoitzin. It says, v'nishbar emes. But how do I know that he's chayef even for an oynis loisolik adaiti, such as shvuya? That would be a paradigm of an oynis loisolik adaiti. The answer is, the word oy, another halacha. Gneva v'aveda b'shoyl minon. How do we know that a shoyl is chayef for gneva v'aveda? So, Oshay mechinam, that's chayev b'pshia, that's a pasuk in the Torah. It's the first parsha. That Oshay mesachas chayev b'gneva, and aveda, that's a parsha in the Torah, the second parsha. That Oshayel is chayev in oitzin, that's the third parsha in the Torah. How do I know that Oshayel is chayev in gneva aveda? Now, first glance, you're going to tell me, if he's chayev in oitzin, he's certainly chayev b'gneva aveda. So, let's see the Gemara. Gneva aveda b'shoyel minola, how do you know that Oshayel is chayev in gneva aveda? B'chitim neil b'shvurum meso. You tell me it's a simple kal v'chaymer. Ma'al shvurum meso, just like he's chayev in shvurum meso, which is an oynes, where he wasn't negligent at all. Certainly, should be chayev in gneva aveda, where he was on some level negligent. But the Gemara said, I can make a counter argument. I could spin the story a little differently. Maybe the reason Hashem is chayav b'shvura meisa is because if he doesn't pay right now, the owner is going to lose out. He has no way of retrieving this item. His keli broke. His animal died. There's no recourse other than the shayel paying. Says the Torah, the shayel has to pay. But Torah b'gneiva v'aveda d'afshel mitruch v'asuyeh, when something is stolen or something is lost, there's a possibility that the owner is going to be able to get his object back. You may find the lost object. There's a whole parak el metzias that talks about people finding lost objects. You may find the ganav. There's a whole parish of kefo and things of how you treat the ganav. You sometimes find the ganav. So to the extent that you find the ganav or you find this lost object, so the owner is going to be made whole. So it's true from a negligence perspective. The shayl was more negligent, b'gneva v'aveda. But if you look at it from the owner's perspective, the owner may not lose out, b'gneva v'aveda. He's vaday going to lose out in the case of shvuru mesa. So the Gemara argues that it may be the shayl is chayiv, even when he's not negligent, but only when the owner is for sure going to lose. But could be by Gneva Vaveda, where the owner maybe is not going to lose, even when he's more negligent, still he's going to be potter. So that can't be the Makar. Ella says the Gemara, the Makar that a Shoyal is Chai, Gneva Vaveda is Kalvachimer, but it's not Mineu Bey from Shoyal itself. That if the Shoyal is Chai of an Oitzin, he's certainly Chai, Gneva Vaveda. It's a Kalvachimer, but it's a different Kalvachimer. Yehoda Tanya, Vinishbaroi Meis, Eli Ella Shvuru Meis, Gneva Vaveda Minayin. So we know that the Shoyal is Chai of a Shvuru Meis. That's this Pasuk. How do you know that he's Chai of Gneva Vaveda? Amrit Kalvachimer. The Kalvachim is from Shem Esachar. Shapatim is Shvuru Mesa, Chayibik Nevaveda. Madach Shem Esachar was Patim Shvuru Mesa, Chayibik Nevaveda. Shail Shachayib Shvuru Mesa. A Shail that's Chayib in Shvuru Mesa. In Oidun, Shachayibik Nevaveda. Vizehu Kalvachimer Shein Olav Tshuva. This is an ironclad Kalvachimer. It's a Kalvachimer that has no Tshuva. It's a great Kalvachimer. Shem Esachar is the Kal, Shail is the Chamer. Shem Esachar, the Kal. Why is he a Kal? Because he's potter in Einzen. Is Chai b'gneva v'aveda? Shoyal, which is Chomer. Why is he Chomer? Because he's Chai in Einzen. Certainly he's going to be Chai b'gneva v'aveda. And the Gemara says, it's such a good Kalvachomer, it's a Kalvachomer she'ein olav tshuva. My ein olav tshuva. Meaning, the Gemara is suggesting, by needing to say ein olav tshuva, that there would have been a Hamamim, that maybe there was a tshuva. So what's that tshuva that you could have thought is a cash on the Kalvachomer, that the Braisa has to say, oh, by the way, no, it's Ein Olav Tshuva. Because you're assuming in the Kalvachomer that the Shemesachar is the Kal and the Shoyal is the Chomer. Why? I can argue that maybe the Shemesachar is really the Chomer, because the Kula that the Shemesachar has, that he's Patim Ainsin, can lead to a chumrah. How so? If he's toyin tainus listem mezuyin. If the tainus einus that he says is that the object was stolen from him. If it was stolen, it's not an einus. By listem mezuyin, armed robbers came and they took it away from him. If he swears, and then afterwards edim come and say that he swore falsely, l'chura, he'd be a toyin tainus ganav. If he's a toyin tainus ganav, he'd have to be kefil. So this kula that the Shem HaSachar has, that he's potter from einusin, can actually result in a chumrah. He may be chayiv kefil. The shayl will never be chayiv kefil if he's toyin tainus listem mezuyin. Because the minute he says that it was stolen from you by armed robbers, some drive-by, it doesn't matter. He'll never pay kefil because he'll be chayiv keren. And being that he's going to be chayiv keren, he's automatically going to be chayiv. So how do you have a right to create this kalvachomer using the building blocks that the Shem HaSachar is the kal and the shayl is the chamor? And if the Kal is Chayvin Gneva Aveda, the Chomer has to be Chayvin Gneva Aveda. Maybe the Shem HaSachar is the Chomer, because the Shem HaSachar pays Kefal sometimes, as opposed to the Shoyal, who always pays Karen. So the Gemara says, no, it's still a good Kal V'Chomer. Aye, shouldn't the Shem HaSachar be the Chomer? No. Why? Two reasons. Afilu Hachi, reason number one, Karna the Shoyal Adifa. Like the Gemara said on Daf Tzadik Dalet on the base, that Karna is more Chomer than Kfeila B'Shvua. Because the shayl, who for sure has to pay Karen, is considered to be getting a worse deal than the Shem HaSachar, who's off the hook, unless Edom come, even though when Edom come, he may have to pay Kefal. So Karna, Beloi, Shvua, Adifa, Mikfela, Beshvua, Iba Yisema, Listem Mezuyin, Gazlan. It could be this Tana holds that Listem Mezuyin is not a Ganav, he's really a Gazlan. And this is a debate in the Gemara Perek HaKoinis, whether we treat the Listem Mezuyin as a Ganav or a Gazlan. A Nafgamina would be if he would pay Kefal the Shem HaSachar when he's Tayin Tainas Listem Mezuyin and then Edom come. Because only a Tayin Tainas Ganav pays Kefal. A Tayin Tainas Gazlan does not pay Kefal. So if Listem Mezuyin is a Ganav, and you're right, there's kefal. So maybe you can make the argument that the Shem HaSachar is more chum. But this Tana maybe holds Toyin Tainas Ganav is a gazlan. See, anyways, it's never going to be kefal. So the Shoyal is going to pay. The Shem HaSachar is not going to pay. The Shoyal is certainly more chumer than the Shem HaSachar. Shem HaSachar is chayiv b'gneiv v'aveda. certainly the shoyl has to be chayev b'gneiva v'aveda as well. So this concludes this portion of the drashas. Again, the question was, how do you know that a shoyl is chayev b'gneiva v'aveda? So the Gemara said, you learn it mi kal v'chaymer. And there were two kal v'chaymers that the Gemara suggested. The first was, you learn it mineu bei from shvura u'mesa, so that shvura u'mesa would be the chamor, Gneva Aveda would be the Kal. If the Shoyl is Chayev for Shvur Mesa, certainly should be Chayev for Gneva Aveda. Alternatively, which ultimately Gemara says is the real Kal V'chayim, you learn it from Shoyl Sachar. Shoyl Sachar is the Kal, Shoyl is the Chomor, and if the Kal is Chayev Gneva Aveda, certainly Shoyl should be Chayev Gneva Aveda. So the Gemara, Ashkechon Lechiel, if Tumi Nolan. So the Mishnah said that a Shoyl is Potter, Bola Vima. How do we know that? It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'chiyish alish me'imriyeh v'nishbar emes ba'olav ein imoy shalev yishalev. And then the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says that if it's ba'olav imoy lo yishalev. So we know that a shoyl is potter from ba'olav imoy, but it's only mentioned in the Torah with regards to the case where the shoyl is ordinarily chayev. The Torah only says that a shoyl is chayev ba'oynes. The fact that a shoyl is chayev even for gneiva v'aveda, No, only mikal v'chaymer, like the Gemara just said. The Gemara's question is, how then do we know that a shoyl, where it was gneva v'aveda, but balav imoy, is going to be potter? So I know that a shoyl is chayiv gneva v'aveda, kal v'chaymer, from shoyl v'sachar. I also know that there's a p'tur balav imoy by a shoyl, that's a pasuk in the Torah. But the pasuk in the Torah that says that a shoyl's potter is dafka talking about oynes. So the question is, this chiyuv that I only know from the Kal v'chaymer from Shoyl Mesachar, how do I know that there is no chiyuv when it's Bala Vimas? How do I know that a shoyl gneva aved Bala Vimas is going to be potter? Zok the Gemara v'chitem enel mishvuru mesa, maybe learn it from shvuru mesa. If a shoyl is chayev b'shvuru mesa, it's chayev b'ainsen, but if it's Bala Vimas, he's potter. So you see that a shoyl is only chayev when it's not Bala Vimas. Wherever it's Bala Vimas, he's potter. So gneva aved that a shoyl is chayev, maybe it should only be chayev if it's ain't Bala Vimas. But the Gemara says malas shvuru mesa, you can't learn from Oynes, because maybe Oynes is more kuladik. And even though it's true a shoyl is chayev b'ainsen, but it could be there's a kula of Bala Vimay. Whereas Gneva Aveda maybe doesn't have the kula. Elo gavan l'shoyl mesachar. You learn it from shoyl mesachar. Shoyl mesachar that's chayev Gneva Aveda is potter by Bala Vimay. Shoyl that's chayev Gneva Aveda is going to be potter by Bala Vimay also. V'shoyl mesachar gufay minalan. How do you know that a shoyl mesachar is potter bebalavimai, gamri chiyuv the shayim esachem chiyuv the shayim. You learn it from shayil. Freit the Gemara. How can you learn it? Ba'ilam ba'ilam potter. I've come ba'ilam potter. I mean, just like there's a p'tur balavimai by a shayil, so there's a p'tur balavimai by shayim esachem. But the Gemara says, but my Gemara, how could you learn it? Ibn mamatzino, is it a mamatzino? Meaning, just like shayil who's chay ba'insin is potter bebalavimai, so to shayim esachem is chay b'nevaveda is going to be potter bebalavimai. But the Gemara says, ikel mifrach ki debrachina shekinoides. But we just asked a bit kash on that. Just like you couldn't learn shayil should be Potter Balavima Gneva Vaveda from the fact that he's Potter Balavima Vayonis. I can't learn Shoyl Mesachar should be Potter Gneva Vaveda Balavima from the fact that a Shoyl is Potter Balavima Balavima. Because Oynis is more kulodik. So maybe in a parish of Oynis there's a Potter Balavima. Bnei Vaveda, not Elamakra. So the Gemara says it's learned out from a Pasik. Vichi Yisha. The parish of Shayla begins with Vichi. And everybody knows you don't begin a paragraph, you don't begin a parsha with a Vav. You don't start a paragraph and it's not the way you begin. The Torah introduces the parsha of Shoyl with and Vav, must be this Vav is a machaber. It's coming to link this parsha of Shoyl to the previous parsha. Vav Moisef al Inyan Rishon, V'yilamit Elyon Mitachtein, to teach me that there's something in the parsha of Shoyl that applies to the previous parsha as well. What's the previous parsha? Shoyl Mesachar. And what is the halacha that applies to the previous parsha? Balav Imai. So just like a Shoyl is potter by Balav Imai, Ba'inis, so to the Shoyl Mesachar, B'gnev Aved is going to be potter by Balav Imai. Fact. So we now then know that a Shoyl Mesachar is potter B'gnev Aved by Balav Imai. How do I know it? From the Vav. Once I know that a Shoyl Mesachar is potter B'gnev Aved by Balav Imai, I'll know that Shoyl is potter by Balav Imai. So it's a little interesting how the Gemara is doing the arithmetic. It says Balavima by Shoyl, but I could only know from that a Shoyl's potter Balavima by Oynes. I have no right to learn that a Shoyl be potter Balavima by Gnev Aveda, but I can learn Shoyl Mesachar from Shoyl, and then learn Shoyl back from Shoyl Mesachar. So I can learn Shoyl from Shoyl, but I could learn Shoyl from Shoyl Mesachar when I only know Shoyl Mesachar from Shoyl. Either way, but the Gemara says, Akati Shoyl Mesh Mesachar Le Gomar. How do I know Shoyl from Shoyl Mesachar? They can learn different. Malo Shoyl Mesachar Shkipat Beshvuru Mesa, Taimah Beshal Shechai Beshvuru Mesa. Meaning, how do I know Shoyl from Shoyl Mesachar? The fact that Shoyl Mesachar is part of Baal Avim, Abigneir Adaveda, that maybe is because we're lenient when it comes to a Shoyl Mesachar. He's part of Beinsen. As opposed to a Shoyl that we're always so machmer when it comes to his chiyuvim, he's chayev b'insin. Maybe he'd be chayev gneva v'aveda balavim ella gneva v'aveda b'shoyel chiyuvim inolans. So the Gemara says very simple. You know, I know that a shoyel is going to be potter. Bolav imay gneva v'aveda. I know from shoyel mesachar, not with a mamatzino, but it's very simple. How do I know that a shoyel is chayev gneva v'aveda in the first place? The Gama Mishay Mesachar. I know it from Shay Mesachar. That was the Kal V'Chaymer earlier on the Amid. No, if I only know that he's Chayev from Shay Mesachar, then he can only be Chayev with the Shay Mesachar's Chayev. If the whole Makar that a Shayel's Chayev Gnei V'Aveda is because the Shay Mesachar's Chayev Gnei V'Aveda, then naturally, the only time the Shayel will be Chayev Gnei V'Aveda is when the Shay Mesachar's Chayev Gnei V'Aveda. And if the Shay Mesachar itself is only Chayev Gnei V'Aveda, Tishayim Ba'olavimai, then the shayl will only be chayv gnei v'aveda gishayin balavimah. You know what that's called? It's called dayoy. Says the Gemara, dayoy, love him and adin, liyas kinadan. If I only know shayl from Shay Mesachar, I can't know more halachas in shayl than I have b'Shay Mesachar. So ma gnei v'aveda de Shay Mesachar b'bayin l'pater, af gnei v'aveda de shayl nami b'bayin l'pater. B'zach b'gemar ha, nich l'man de eslei dayoy. That's all good if you hold dayoy. El l'man de eslei dayoy, ma yikil l'meimar. There's a tan and chas who holds that you can't ever say dayoy when it comes to a kal v'chaymer. Now who's that man d'amar? Rashi says, Reb Tarfon. The second parak, Mesechtas Bava Kama, Daf Chav He. Tais asks the obvious question. When did Reb Tarfon say that Lo Yamrim and Dayoy? It's only Hechad and Mifrach Kal V'Chomer. But if it's not Mifrach Kal V'Chomer, you do say Dayoy. Ayin, Toisvis, not for this morning. Either way, so the Gemara says that that's not sufficient. Because it's true, it'd be a good Makar if you don't hold, if you hold daya, but lamanda lesley daya, my yeklamem ela makrov chiyishal, it's the same for vav mois valin yerishain vialamid elyon mitachdoin vitachdoin mi elyon. In other words, I know that a shem esachar's potter gneva vaveda bol of imoy from the vav that I have. To connect the parish of Shoyl, the parish of Shoyl Mesachar says that just like a Shoyl's part of Bebal Avimai, so too a Shoyl Mesachar's part of Bebal Avimai, that same Vav tells me that now that I know that the Shoyl Mesachar's potter, Bebal Avimai, Gneva Vavedo, so too a Shoyl is going to be potter, Gneva Vavedo, Bebal Avimai. Next discussion, Itmar. Pshiya Bebaila. What about a Shoymer that was Pesheya? A Shoymer Chinam even, who's Chayyad Pshiya. He was Pesheya and it was Bebal Avimai. Is it going to be potter or not? So there's a Ptur Balavima Ba'inis, that's a pasuk in the Torah. There's a Ptur Balavima Begneva Vaveda, that's the Vav. That's this last Gemara we just learned. How about Pshia? Pesheya Bebaila. Pligi Barav Achav Ravina Machlik Samar Abchad Machayiv Chadam Apot. Man the Machayiv, the one that said Chayiv Chasavar, he holds Mikri Nidosh Lefanov, the Loy Lifnei Fanov. That the Vav can take me back one parasha, but it can't take me back Lefnei Fanov. It can't take me back two Parshiyos. Hukach, in Balavimai, when it says the Parsha Balavimai by Shoyl, I can go back one Parsha. I can go from the third Parsha, that's the Shoyl, to the second Parsha, which is the Shoyl Mesachar, but I can't go back to the first Parsha, which is the Shoyl Mechino. So Shoyl Mechino like Siv. I don't have it relating to the Shoyl Mechino. Upshia nami b'Shoyl Mesachar b'Shoyl like Siv. And the whole idea that a Shoyl is ever Chayiv in Pshia, it doesn't say by Shoyl Mesachar and Shoyl. Where does it say it? By Shem Mechina. So the whole Makar that Hashem is Chayef Pshia is the Shem Mechina. Everything else, I'd have to know Mikal V'Chaymer. But that a Shemer is Chayef Pshia, I only know by Shem Mechina. And by Shem Mechina, I don't have the limitation of Balavimai. So I can't have it by Shem Mechina, I can't have it by Shem Mesachar, by Shoyl either. Because the whole Melamed to the Chiyav of a Shemer Pshia is Shem Mechina, by Shem Mechina, I have no way of transferring the idea of Balavima. Because Balavima, it says in the third parasha, Shem Mechina is the first parasha, I can't take it from the third to the first. I took it from the third to the second, that's how I know that there's no Chiyav Gneva Vaveda Babalavima, but I can't take it all the way back to the first. Hilkach B'Shemesach B'Shoyel, Mechiyuv, Asya V'Kal V'Chayim B'Shem Mechinam. I know that the Shemesach and the Shoyel, Achayiv M'Shiyah, Kal V'Chayim B'Shem Mechinam, Avon B'Bailam Liftor, but to tell me that you should be Potter, Av B'Shemesach U'B'Shoyel, even Shemesach and a Shoyel will not be Potter. My time, Kiksiv Balavima, Lo Yishalim Ashoyel. It says Balavima by the Shoyel, Ve'Ashoyimersach, and by Shemesach via the Vav. However, to take it back to the Shemichinam, I have no way of doing that. So that's the makar in the mandama that holds that pshia bebailum chayev. Chayev because the balavima can only go back one parsha, can't go back two parshias, and the whole parsha of pshia is only by the Shemichinam, which is two parshias earlier. Mandama ptor, the mandama that says that pshia bebailum is potter, what's his makar? Kosov, I'm mikra nidrish lefanov, velifnei fanov, that the vav cannot only take me one parasha back, but it take me two parashas back. V'chiksev and balavimai, hashamichinam namiksev. Oh, so when it says balavimai, it takes me all the way back to the shomer chinam. So I have the vavs going this way and that way. The same vav that told me that the shomesach is gnev aveda as a ptur balavimai tells me that the shomechinam's pshia has a ptur balavimai as well. So we have a machlokes on the yiroim whether pshia bebailam balavimai bepshia potter achayev says the gemara tnan. I think we can bring a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah introduced the halacha of balavimai. It said a specific halacha that the p'tur balavimai is when it was balavimai b'shashela. So if at the time that Reuven borrowed Shimon's para, he also hired or borrowed Shimon, or if Shimon had already been working for Reuven prior, point is that at the time of the shela sapara, it was balavimai, then there's a p'tur balavimai. Otherwise not. But what did Mishnah say it's halacha regarding which one of the four shimrim? The shoyl. Tana, Hashoyel Aparo, Vishol Baleoimo, or Hashoyel Aparo, Vishachar Baleoimo, or Shol Baleo, Isachar, or first he had borrowed or hired the Bailam. Va'achakach Shol Aparo, Umason and the Paro died, Potter. That's the halacha Balavimai, where it was Balavimai Bishan Shela. Fake the Gemara, if the halacha is that Balavimai is Potter, even the Pshia, why did the Mishnah talk about a shoyl? The Mishnah should have said a much bigger chiddush. The Mishnah should have said it's halacha by Hashem Mechina. To tell me that even by Hashem Mechina, who obviously was Peshaya, because if he's not Peshaya, he's Potter, even there you have the halacha of Balavimai. Filo Hashem Mechina, like Tani, must be it's a raya, that Hashem Mechina, who's Chaya B'Pshia, doesn't have the Ptur of Balavimai. So it's a raya to the mandama that holds Pshia B'Bailim, Potter. It's a kash on the mandama that holds Pshia B'Bailim, Chayiv. But the Gemara says, according to you, everyone agrees that a Shem Asachar has the Ptur Balavimai, and Shem Asachar Miktani. Why didn't the Mishnah say Shem Asachar? Well, the answer is obvious. Because Milsa, Tana Milsa, Dechsiva Behedya Ktani, the Asim Midrasha like Tani, because the Tana of the Mishnah that's introducing a halacha of Balavimai, it's not getting into the details of when, yeah, when not. It's just introducing the raw, vanilla halacha of Balavimai. It used the example that the Torah gave. And what was the Torah's example? Shail. So that Mitanya the Mishnah also mentioned Shail. Does that mean that it doesn't apply to a Shay Mesachar? Of course not. Everyone knows it does apply to a Shay Mesachar. Doesn't mean it doesn't apply to a Shay Mechina? No. The reason we picked Shail is not because the biggest Chiddush is Shail, but simply because the Tana wanted to use for its example the example that the Torah used. Tashma. So we have no Raya from the Mishnah, but I think we have a Raya from a Brais. Sha'Allah, again, a braisa that discusses the halacha of Ba'alavimai. If somebody borrowed a para of a Sha'Ba'alavima and borrowed the owner, Sachara, or somebody rented the para, that's the key word, Sachara, he was a Seicher, the Sachar Ba'alavima. Sha'Allah, if he borrowed the para of the Sachar Ba'alavima and he rented, hired the owner, Sachara, or he rented the part of a Shabbalayim and he borrowed the owner, even though the Bailam were doing work somewhere else, we'll see later what that means, and then the animal dies, Potter. The halacha is Bailamim. Now this Braisa added one thing that the Mishnah didn't say. The Mishnah was talking about a Shoyal. It's called Perak HaShoyal. It's talking about a Shoyal. The Braisa discusses either a Shoyal or a Seicher. Sakti Gemara, Savrua. Hanani Rabbi Yehudi. It's fair to assume that the Tana of this Brice is Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason we would assume the Tana is the Brice, we always assume that the Mishnah is Rameir, because Tamish is Rameir. But we assume that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, because the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever there's Machlokes Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Gemara in Erev and Menvav and Beis, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, besides the Knossos. The halacha is a grammar, but knossos. But anything other than knossos, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So Savruah, we're probably going to go into Rabbi Yehuda Dama Shem. That a soicher is a Shem Esach, right? Machloik is remain Rabbi Yehuda, whether a soicher is a Shem Echina or a soicher is a Shem Esach. So Savruah, that it's going to interview that that holds that a soicher is a Shem Esach. Which means then that the Tana, the Bryce, is not only talking about the case that the Torah used to tell me the halacha of but it took even another case. It added a case. It applied it to one of the Shemer. Which Shemer? Shem Esach. The ilu shaymer chinam, like Tani didn't mention shaymer chinam. So what's the kasha? Bishleim of the Mishnah, you can't make any diyukim. The Mishnah said shayil. You want to make be medayik? It's mashma shayil, not shaymer chinam. It's not a diyuk because for the same price you have to be medayik shayil and not shaymer socha. And we know that's not a real diyuk because we know shaymer socha has balavimai. So obviously the Tana of the Mishnah is just discussing the case that the Torah used. But the Braisa is talking about a shaymer socha. That means the Braisa is clearly not talking about the case that the Torah used. It mentions the Shail, but it also mentions the Shayna Sachar. If it's true that even the Shayna Chinam, then it should have mentioned the Shayna Chinam. Elamai must be that a Shayna Chinam, being that he's only Chayyab B'Shia, doesn't have to follow him. So you see, B'Shia B'Bailim is Chayyab. It's a Kash on the Mandam, but B'Shia B'Bailim is Potter. But the Gemara says he could easily deflect that. The Amoira that holds that B'Shia B'Bailim is Potter, he'll tell you that this Brysa really said B'Shia. Where did it say it? It said Seicher. Now you're assuming that Seicher has a din of a shayna socher because Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, he'll tell you Hamani Rabbi Meir, that a soicher is really a shayna mechinam, so that the Tana the Braisa did mention shayna mechinam. Meaning, it could be the Tana the Braisa mentioned shayna mechinam, it could be he didn't mention shayna mechinam. It depends on how you treat the soicher. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a soicher is a shayna socher, then it didn't mention shayna mechinam, then you have a raya l'chura that pshiva b'ayim is chayiv. But if you hold that a soicher is a shayna mechinam, then the Braisa did mention shayna mechinam, and you have a raya to the contrary. That Pshia B'Bailam is Pater. Either way, you can't prove anything from this Braisa. Because whatever my stance is regarding Pshia B'Bailam, I can always make the Braisa work. I can either say the Braisa is Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Or if you have a problem saying that the Braisa is Rameir, why would you have a problem? Like we said earlier, because Allah usually follows like Rabbi Yehuda. You can make the Braisa work according to Rameir, and still, not only will you not have a raya that Pshia B'Bailam is Chayev, you could have a raya that Pshia B'Bailam is Potter, because Kedemachlev, Rabba Baravua, V'Tani, the Gemara always brings this, that Soicha Ketzim Meshalim, Rameir, Oim B'Kushem Mesach, Rav Yudam B'Kushem Mechinam. Meaning, the traditional Mesoira was that Rameir held that a Soicha is a Shem Mechinam, and Rabbi Yehuda held that a Soicha is a Shem Mesachar. But Rabba Baravua was Machlev, he flipped it. He said that really Rameir is the one that holds that the Soicha is a Shem Mesachar, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds the Soicha is a Shem Mechinam. So it could be then that the Tana of the Braisa really is Rab Meir and is Rab Yehuda, and the Tana of the Braisa holds that Pshia B'Bailam is Potter because Rab Yehuda holds that a Seicher is a Shem Mechinam, and the Braisa says beforeish that a Shem Mechinam has the Halacha of Balavima. Again, it's the same concept, it's just flipping Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. The point is, you have no Raya from this Braisa. Exhale. Amar Rav Hamnuna Lo'ilam Uchayiv Achete poro v'chayreshba chamor u'mechamer oleha. Said Rabbi Nuna, the only time there's a p'tur balavima, let's talk about a shoyl, keep the case simple, is if two criteria are met. Number one, you need that the owner shouldn't just be imai, but he should be working with the para that you borrowed. So Reuven borrowed Shimon's para, and Shimon's working for Reuven. So if when Shimon was working for Reuven, he was working on the para that Reuven borrowed, he's working on his own para, albeit on behalf of Reuven, because Reuven borrowed his para, and that's when it was Shvuro Mesa, that's when you have the Ptur Balavimai. But if Reuven borrowed Shimon's para, and Punkt Shimon's working for Reuven on the other side of the world, then you don't have the halacha Balavimai. That was the first halacha Rav Amnuna said. Additionally, the only time there's a Ptur Balavimai is if it was Balavimai Sai at the time of the Sheila, and Sai at the time of the Einus. But if it was Balavimai only during the Sheila or only during the Einus, you're not going to have the halacha of Ba'olavimai. Alma says the Gemara, Kosava, Ba'olavimai, Akula Milsa Mashma. So you see clearly, according to Rav Hamnuna, that when it says Ba'olavimai, it means Akula Milsa. It has to be Ba'olavimai at the time of the She'ela and at the time of the oynes. Masiv Rava. So Rava said, I'll ask you a kasha from the brisa that we mentioned on top of the yom. Inshallah, v'shal bala ima. If somebody borrowed an animal and he borrowed the owner of the animal, sachara, or he rented an animal, v'shal bala ima, and he hired the owner of the animal, sachara, or he rented the animal, v'shal bala, and he borrowed the owner, shala, or he borrowed the animal, v'shal bala, and he hired the owner, ima, afa b'sha, b'ayla m'esa malach of makanacher, u'mesa potter. Even though the b'ayla m'adui malach in another place, the halacha is potter. So Rava asked the kasha on the first halacha Rav Amnuna said. Rav Amnuna said the only time there's a patur bala v'imai is if it's para v'chayrish b'chamar v'chamar olel, that the owner is physically working with the animal. My love, isn't the brisa not mashma that way? Because the brisa said afal pisha b'aylam oisim malacha b'magam achar, even if they're working somewhere else, it's mashma b'malacha acheres, doing a different malacha. Loi b'oisim malacha, they're doing the same malacha, just not working physically with the animal. My b'makam achar, how's that possible? The kamerapi v'azal kamas, and the animal was being chayrish, it was plowing, and the person was walking in front of the animal, softening the ground to make it easier for the animal to plow. So it's not physically on the animal, so to speak. Thus, it's called oisim melacha b'makam achar, but it's also not b'melacha acheres. That's not a kasha, Rav Amnuna. But the Gemara says, v'mid the seifa, that price has a seifa, and in the seifa, al gaba havi, it's mashma, it's talking about where the owner was working with the animal, so reisha b'melacha acheres. That would then be a raya that even though you could interpret the reisha, afal pisha, b'ayim oisim b'melacha acher, the way we just did, but it's not mashma that way from the seifa. Meaning, what we just said, you can go both ways. Ba'ilam oisim malacha can mean a totally different malacha, or it could be the kamerapi va'azal. It's not physically on it, but it's working with it. Says the Gemara that even though it can be interpreted two ways, but the seifa, the contrast between the reisha and the seifa that we're about to mention, that should be an indication of how to catch the reisha. Thus, we'll end up with a kasha on Rav Amnuna. What's that sefer? Shalah. If somebody borrowed the part, va'acha kach shal balea, and afterwards he borrowed the owner, sachara, or he rented the animal, va'acha kach shal balea, afal pisha, bailam chorshim al gaba, even though the bailam are working with the animal, who may send it died, chayiv. So the sefer is teaching me a chiddush, that the only time you have to ptur balavima, if it was balavima, b'shah shela. But if it wasn't balavima, b'shah shela, just like the Mishnah said, there's no p'tur balavim gonna be chay. And the Sefer wanted to emphasize the chiddush. So it brought it out. Afal pisha abaylam chorshim al gaba. Even if the owner is literally working with the animal, even then you're gonna be chay. I mean, it's a chiddush. Then not only do you not have the p'tur balavim if it's oisim b'malachim b'makam acher, but even if the bailam is chorshim al gaba, even then you're not gonna have the p'tur balavim. Even then you're going to be chay. So there's a contrast between the Reish and the Sefer. Very obvious, Dirk. The Reish is talking about Afal Pisha Bailam Oisim Malacha B'Makam Acher. The Sefer is talking about Afal Pisha Bailam Chorshin Al Gabo Mesachayv. And by the way, the Rashi explains it. It makes sense why the Brisa said it the way it said it. The Reish is telling me where you do have the Ptur Balavimai. You have the Ptur Balavimai, even if the Bailam Oisim Malacha B'Makam Acher. The Sefer is talking about where it wasn't Balavimai B'Shah Sheila, so you don't have the Ptur Balavimai. And the Brisa is telling me Afal Pisha Bailam Chorshin Al Gabo. You're going to be chayv. But the bottom line is, the diak is obvious. The seif is talking about where the bailam achersh and al-gaba. And the reisha is talking about where he's doing malacha, but makamacha. And still in the reisha, as long as you meet the criteria, it was balavimai b'shah sheila, that halacha is, you have to p'tur balavimai. It's akasha, and Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said, achetei parav v'chireish b'chamaru mechamaru. The only time you have to p'tur balavimai is if the bailam is actually working with this animal that was borrowed. Mar says, amri reisha v'seifa b'yisim malacha. Could be, no. Could be the reisha and the seifa are both talking about where he's doing malacha. V'reisha revusa kamash malan, v'seifa revusa kalash malan. But there's a difference. Reisha revusa kamash malan, the reisha, the chiddush is the afagaf to lav al gaba, even though it's not literally on it. But it's the same malacha. Kivin the habayim b'shah shela potter. Since it was balavim b'shah shela, you're going to be potter. The sefer of usa kamashman. The sefer teaching me a chiddush. The afal gafta al gaba. Even if he was physically on it, kivin the loy havi bailin b'shah shela chayev. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that avada could be Rav Amnuna's right. That the only time you have the p'tur balavim is if the owner of the animal is working with the animal that was borrowed. If he's not working with the animal, you're not going to have the p'tor. But there's working with it and there's working with it. There's working with it when you're physically on it. There's working with it when you're walking in front of it, the kamerapi of azal. And that's the ratio and the sefer. The ratio that's telling me the case where you have balavimai told me the extreme chiddush, that even if you're not on it physically, you're just walking in front of it, even then you're going to be p'tor. The sefer that tells me The Chiddush, where you don't have Balavimai, tells it to me in the extreme that even if you're physically on it, still you don't have the Ptura Balavimai. So again, the Gemara's diak is an obvious diak, that the Reish and the Seif are telling me different nuances of what level of Imai it was. But never did the Braisa necessarily say that if it wasn't Balavimai at all, meaning he wasn't working with the Pura at all, that you're going to have the Ptur. Avadi, you have to be working with it. The question is, Al Gaba Mamish? Or is it enough that you're walking in front of it? But the Gemara says, Hi, man. Yeah, Bishlema Reish, Bimlacha Cheres, Vesefa Ba'isa Malacha Bishlema. If we understand it the way we understood it initially, that the Reish is talking about it was a completely different Malacha, and still there's a Ptur Balavimai, being that it was Balavimai B'shah Sheila. And the Seif is talking about Isa Malacha, that even though it was literally the same Malacha, being that it wasn't Balavimai B'shah Sheila, there's no Ptur Balavimai Ravusa, but if the Reish and the Seif is both Ba'isa Malacha, then I don't really get it. It's both Ba'isa Malacha. Meaning the Gemara is backtracking. The Gemara thought that that nuance between what level of Ima is enough to explain why the Braisa would pick one case in the Reish and one case in the Seif to tell me the Chiddush and the extremes. But the Gemara is countering and saying that being that at the end of the day, they're both Ba'isa Malacha, so it's really not so gishmak. For Oitanya, another kasha, Mimashka Shinemar from the following Brice, and Bolav Yimay Lo Yeshalim, Eni Yedeya Shem Bolav Eni Ma Yeshalim. Right, if you look at the Pasuk says, V'chi Yishalish Mi'imre Eyo V'nishbar Emeiz Ba'olav Ein Yimay, Shalim Yishalim. So if it's not Bolav Yimay, you have to pay. And the next Pasuk says, In Bolav Yimay Lo Yeshalim. It's really repetitive. Both Pesukim are telling me the Halacha Bolav Yimay. If it's not Bolav Yimay, you have to pay. If it's Balavima, you have to pay. If it's Balavima, you don't have to pay. Michlal labat ha-shomeh hen. I know one without the other. So the Brice addresses that. Mimash meshenemar and Balavima lo yashalim, any idea shen Balav, any mo yashalim, yashalim, alma, tamalim, Balav, any mo yashalim, alma, it's coming to teach me. Hoyeima b'shah sheila, in tzarech liyazim b'shah shvura mesa. If it was Balavima b'shah sheila, you don't have to be Balavima b'shah shvura mesa. Hoyeima b'shah shvura mesa, but if it was Balavima b'shah shvura mesa, tzarech liyazim b'shah sheila, you do have to be Balavima b'shah sheila. So the Brice is telling me, you know why it says Balavima potter and Balavima chayef? Because there's two types of balavimayas. There's a balavimay b'shah sheila, and there's a balavimay b'shah shvura mesa. Balavimay b'shah sheila, potter. Balavimay b'shah shvura mesa, chay. V'tanyi d'cha similar b'raisa. Mimash b'shanem a balav ein imay shalim yishalim. Eini yodeh shem balavimay lo yishalim. Elamat ha'am aloyim rem balavimay lo yimalacha. Ki b'shah yosem ishos mashal sh'achas b'bayel mesa potter. As long as it's balavimay at the shah sheila, you're going to be potter. These two b'raisas are almost identical. Go through it slowly, you'll see. What's the Braisa then saying? What's this identical Braisas? What's the halacha? That Balavima just needs to be Balavima b'shah sheila. If it's not Balavima b'shah shvura mesa, it's okay. If it's Balavima b'shah shvura mesa, but it wasn't Balavima b'shah sheila, then it's worthless. Balavima sometimes is good, sometimes it's not good. That's why the Torah emphasized, ain't Balavima Shalim Yishalim, because there's a Balavimai that's not good. And at the same time, the Torah emphasized, in Balavimai lo Yishalim, there's a Balavimai that is good. There's the good kind of Balavimai, and there's a bad kind of Balavimai. Bottom line is, the good kind is B'shas Sheila. The bad kind is B'shas Shvura Mesa. But it's also clear in the Braisa that as long as it's Balavimai, B'shas Sheila, Kibet Sheyotze Mishus Mashal Sheachas Potter. Who's that a Kashon? Tiyufta de Rav Hamnuna, Tiyufta. That's a kash on Rav Hamnuna. Because Rav Hamnuna had said two halachas. Rav Hamnuna said two chidushim of Balavimai. Number one, the owner has to be working with the para. Number two, it has to be Balavimai from the Shah Sheila all the way through the Shvura Mesa. We knocked out both chidushim of Rav Hamnuna. We knocked out the chidush that you have to be Balavimai working with the animal from the Braisa that said, Afa Pisha Bailam Oisim Alach B'makam Achor Mesa Pati. So you don't have to. And we knocked out the second Chiddush Rav Hamnuna from these two Braises, which was also the Mashmois in our Stam Mishnah, that as long as it's Balavimai B'shah Sheila, that in itself would be enough.